Hi, everybody. I'm Maury Povich. On my podcast, On Par with Maury Povich, I'm going to sit down with the icons, the stars, and the faces at the very center of today's big cultural moments. With everyone from comedians Josh Johnson, Dan Soder, Leanne Morgan, to newsmakers Don Lemon, Joy Reid, Aaron Parnas, and so many more. So join me for new episodes every week, because nothing is off limits. Great conversations. They're always on par. Follow and listen to On Par with Maury Povich wherever you get your podcasts.
You know who needs help? This guy sitting across from me.
You're about to look really dumb, but go ahead.
Dude, okay, off the mic, we're having a conversation.
What's the radio
Kramer just makes 106.5, whatever. Off the mic, we were having some conversation that we won't get into, because that's a whole other conversation.
No, you can say, you can give the principle.
Okay, fine.
It's fine. I was just saying that, like, I've kind of taken a step back from dating right now.
Okay.
And that's really it.
Sure.
More or less.
Sure. Anyways. So we're chatting, and then he says to me this word, and I literally was like, can you please just talk regular to me?
Mm-hmm.
Like, can you please just talk to me normal? Like, why do you always have to make up some crazy, weird, bougie sounding word?
Jessica says she's never heard this word before.
I can't even say it. What is it?
I said, and I'll
Riga,
put it, and I'll put, and
marole,
I'll put this in
regular,
context for you. And I'll put this in
bread
context.
Roll?
I said, I've kind of stopped dating right now. Because I don't want the rigmarole of it all.
Rigmarole?
And Jess looked at me, y'all, like I was a caveman.
I said, why? I swear to you, my words were, can you please just talk regular to me? Like, why do you always need to say these random things for no reason? Like, just be yourself.
Jess looked at me
talk regular.
Like, you know those movies where, like, people come back from, like, the 1700s, you know, and, like I'm a ghost or something. And I've come back and speaking old English to her.
And I asked him, did you just make that up?
Yeah, she literally
Did you literally just make up that word?
Slang from the 80s or something, like before she was
rigmarole?
Born. And I'm like, you've never heard the word rigmarole? And I'm like, I've kind of taken a step back from dating because I just don't want the rigmarole.
Which means what? What's the definition?
And this is the problem. And she goes,
spell it and define the word now.
And then she goes, well, what does that mean? And I was like, I don't really know what it means.
Exactly. So why are you talking like that? Because you just made it up.
But it's like, I don't want the rigmarole.
So it's made up.
It's definitely not a made up word.
So you just made up a fake word.
No, it's definitely not.
Well, then define it. Spell it and define it.
I couldn't do either.
So it's fake.
But I guarantee. So wait, hang on. Be honest. And
if you can't define it and if you can't spell it, then don't say it to me.
All radio-ness aside, let's act like it's just you and I talking again. Like the mics aren't on. You've honestly never heard the word rigmarole ever in your life?
I swear to you, I have never heard anyone in my life use that word ever.
I promise you that I cannot be the only person.
But what, can I just ask you, like, why did you feel the need to even say it?
Because it's a very common word.
It's like
using the word air or sky or water. It's not.
Couldn't you just say the mess? Couldn't you just say the trouble?
No, it's because it's
Couldn't
the word.
You
it's,
just say
it's rigmarole. It's like it's
not
it's exactly
Can
what it is.
You just talk normal to me, please.
Hey, Mix. Good morning.
Right, it's a very British word.
It's a completely
right.
Thank you. Wait, hey, who is this? Good morning. Hi,
this is Kirsty. Good morning.
Oh, Kirsty, I love you. You're telling me that this is a British word that's used?
It's a very British word.
It's
rigmarole. It's actually rigmarole.
Rigmarole.
You can't be bothered with the hassle of it.
Hassle.
You can't be bothered with being worried about it.
I'm actually so happy
that
you're here because it's actually, we are pronouncing it wrong. It's rigmarole, not rigmarole. So you technically, I am correct.
You can't be bothered with the rigmarole of
it. Okay, I'm technically right because you made it up. You made it up technically because Kirsty just confirmed that, like, her word is right. You just made that up.
It is an actual kind of word. I was like on the right path. To a real word, so I can't be bothered with
you
the rigmarole.
The Recap Show is an inside look for fans into the world of global soccer, women's sports, and all things gal culture.
From the inside perspective of two World Cup champions and Olympians.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.